There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside hour three of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the Geico Studios, where we're only a few days into the NBA restart and already we have a clinching party. Although, I don't know, do you really have a clinching party if you clinch the number one seed when there's no home court to be had? You just kind of get the right graphics and you get your logo on the court. I mean, do you really celebrate the number one seed?
Yeah, no, you celebrate it. You okay. Celebrate it with your virtual fans.
Sure.
You douse fans. Each other from a safe difference with distance with super soakers.
Uh-huh.
And then you go back to your rooms and maybe you watch a movie. Maybe okay. You Skype the family and say, hey, we're regular season Western Conference number one seeds. Maybe you get on a Zoom call where it's like the Brady Bunch, where now you're celebrating with fans like you were arriving at the stadium or something. I don't know.
Do you think Magic City would do Zoom stuff? And then you're able to do whatever you want. Hey,
right. They had offers from all sorts of camera-based websites mm-hmm. to offer entertainment.
Fired in there.
Even to sponsor some guys. So, you know, there's plenty of opportunities.
These nuts! I just wanted to make...
Could be like a nut company.
No, that's true, yes. Yeah, Almond Joy could sponsor it. Yes,
why don't we start a nut company like that?
Well, what's the healthiest nut we can use?
Brazil nuts.
Healthy, right? Brazil nuts? Wait, those are the nuts you can light on fire and they stay on fire.
Whoa,
is that true?
What nuts are you eating?
Yeah. Dude. What's the nut that you can light? You bite the very top
it's
off
not
and you
Brazil
light,
nuts.
It stays on fire. What's the
That's
nut
the greatest
you can
thing
that?
I've ever heard.
I think it's called a McDonald nut.
No. I'm not lying to you. No, this is a real thing. That's the
burger that doesn't die.
I think it's a Brazil nut. You take a tiny bite off the top and you can light it on fire and it stays on fire. I know there's a nut. I just don't know that it's the Brazil nut. But I know it's one.
But with
can
the Brazil nut, we can have an eternal flame.
You can.
That'd be like great.
It's like lighting the Olympic flame. And here the eternal flame burns at the Olympics once again. Bum bum ba dum.
Well, we'll light it in honor of the departure of Cespedes.
Yeah, that's. Sure, we could do that, and then I would want
on
to blow it up.
This day, we memorialize and. The career with the Mets of one Yoenis Cespedes.
This burning nut stands for the burning flame of heaping trash the Mets are, and this will sit here for the next 2 weeks. Well, no, but you can do that. I can't believe you guys.
Yeah, I think
didn't
it is a Brazil
that.
Nut.
Is it? It's a Brazil nut, right?
Yeah, I think so.
That's fantastic.
Wow. Makes me want it that much more.
Hang on a second. Let's just stop for a second. I knew something more about a healthy food than Tyshirt did. Just
yeah,
but
it's because you
second.
Could set it on fire.
Yeah, if it's a stat about turning it on fire, yeah, come on.
Oh, yeah, it's only, it's not about, like, I know that it has certain...
Nutritional facts? Are you going to give me that?
No, just I know you can set it on fire.
Jeez.
I can set this on fire.
So did you really, I know, because I know what happened. Even though I'm at home and you're at home, I know Tyshirt, as soon as I said that, he went right to his phone and looked up, can you light a Brazil nut on fire? Right? You did that, didn't you?
Actually, the glorious Bershinger behind me did that.
Okay.
Hi, Bersh.
He looked it up, or he actually had a Brazil nut and lit it on fire?
Well, we actually just, I have a bag of Brazil nuts, and the studio might be on fire.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Well, I know you'll have it tomorrow, and we'll put video up online. you can light a Brazil nut on, and it stays on. It's not like it burns out of control.
I need to try this.
Like, it's not like it lights on fire. Like, oh, look out! Like, you light it on fire, and it said, "And do not do this at home." Okay, do not do this at home. Let me just say this right now. I've seen this happen. I do not do this at home. But when you light it, it's got like a low blue flame is what it is. Like a really tiny blue flame on it. Do not do this at home. Do not do it at home. Do not.
Too late.
Do not, do
You're
not,
really kind of creeping me out
Do
here.
Not. I'm just saying, do not do it. I want to make sure. Do not do that. But I know you could do that.
Do it!
Stop! Do not do it. Do not do that. I'm seeing
Just
serious.
Do
nobody,
it!
Nobody do it. Stop playing that.
Make your dreams come true!
Make your dreams come true.
Just do it!
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not going to say no now.
This is, I make one comment about a Brazil nut, and this whole segment turns into the Mets. We're just a complete
These
dumpster
nuts!
Fire. Oh, my goodness.
We got to make mini dumpsters with team logos on them mm-hmm. that are candles.
Okay. No, that's the candle. That's the Mets. Sorry, Pat and
I'm actually going to work on that as my Etsy project.
It's a candle, right? It's a candle that's in the shape of a garbage can, like a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
And it's the team logo on the front of it. And when you light the candle, it burns that looks like flames. And that's what. And it's a candle, and you just use it like you use normal candles.
That's what I mean. Let's see if we can get some licensing with Major League Baseball now.
Patent pending on that. That's a great idea. That's a great – and, like, you can light it, and as it burns down, like, the buckets of trash, like, just melt down along the side of the trash can. We could make millions of dollars on this. Candle –
let's do this.
Wow. The dumpster fire candle. I got to make sure you can't do that. Hang on. Let me see. Hang on. Dumpster fire candle. It's not a thing. Dumpster fire candle. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Oh, it's a thing.
With logos?
Well, you know what? It may not be for professional sports teams, though, but it is a thing.
If we get the trademark and get an agreement with Major League Baseball,
yeah.
As we talk this business deal out on air.
Yeah, the dumpster fire candle exists, and the one I'm showing now people are buying just has the words 2020 on the front of it.
that's easy. No, we're going deeper.
Okay. All right. So just want to make sure that's out there. So anyway, I don't know how we got on that, but the Brazil nuts lighting on fire, it turned into that. But tonight's NBA action in the bubble. We did see a clinching performance because right now we know who is finishing number one in the Western Conference. Let's take a listen.
Dudley bringing in to Kuzma, and the Lakers are officially the number one seed in the West. They are 51-15.
Billy Mack on the call, Lakers Television Network. The Lakers beat the Jazz 116-108. We talked about this game a little bit last hour. You're starting to see something very similar for the Lakers in this restart. LeBron playing facilitator, content with 22-9-8 like he was tonight. Anthony Davis had 42 as the Lakers try to see, all right, who's going to be our guys off the bench that become players we need to in the playoffs. For the Jazz tonight, Donovan Mitchell had 33. Conley had 24, but not enough. As good as the Jazz are, they fall to the Lakers. Now, this is where I want to make sure people exercise caution. And it sounds crazy, right? Jason, exercise it. Yes, exercise caution. Because now that the Lakers have clinched, what's been the big conversation about the Lakers for the past few months? Do they have enough? Their issues. Can they win the championship? And is this Lakers team a team that can win it all? And the last few days, you listen to conversations about the Lakers and their needs, and it sounds like people are talking about the Knicks. Like, oh my God, they just need so much. Oh my goodness, they just they got so many power forwards. They got nobody. They got no point guards. They have all. Listen, yes, do the Lakers have needs? Sure, but so does everybody else in the Western Conference, and basically every team outside of the Milwaukee Bucks. They all have needs. Do the Lakers have needs? Yeah. What are the Lakers' needs? They got to figure out some offense coming off the bench. Right? Overall, that's the Lakers' need. The Lakers are 51-15. They're not 15-51. But you hear the way the Lakers' needs are talked about, and it's so over the top of, I don't know how they get out of the first round of the playoffs. They'll lose against the 8 seed. There's never been an instance where I can remember a team with LeBron James, especially now LeBron and Anthony Davis. Let's try to poke holes and why the Lakers can't win. I've said the Lakers need to find offense off the bench. That's what they need. And it looks like they may have found it with the combination of Deion Waiters and Kyle Kuzma. They figured things out. People forget the Lakers figured it out before coronavirus hit. And they went from a team that, oh, they're competing for the Western Conference, and they figured it out. Even with their shortcomings, what's the best way to go forward? And they are steamrolling through teams. They're not losing. They're not going on any long losing streaks. I mean, but you hear people talk about the Lakers like, they'd be lucky to win the first round. And this is a team that can win the title the way they are right now. Would they be unstoppable if they find a bench? Absolutely. They'd be unstoppable. But that's really where the conversation should be about. It's not about, I got no confidence in this Lakers team at all. This is still LeBron and Anthony Davis. And he put them on any other team. Okay, this is a team we can win the title. But because there's such a backlash for LeBron that only grows louder and louder every year he doesn't win, and then he wins and people shut up for a little while, this is the only reason why people talk about the Lakers the way they are. Oh, it's LeBron, doesn't have enough, he's not this, he's not that. No, the Lakers are a great team. The Clippers are a great team, and the Bucks are a great team. Those are the three great teams in the NBA right now. They all have some kind of needs, and the teams right below them, the Rockets and the Raptors and the Celtics, they all have bigger needs too. But the Lakers' needs, let's just put it in perspective, that this is about needing a little bit of something to get them over the top. Not, boy, it's a vast, barren wasteland, and if they get swept by Memphis in the first round, no one's going to be surprised.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. It's, look, better radio, better television. This sky is falling. Look at the problems that the Lakers have. And look at, Anthony Davis finished the job today, right? Fourth quarter during the season, and certainly the first two games, there's been the head scratching with LeBron James. Part of it is figuring out playmaker, because they knew they've got 8 games to play with, right? They knew that they wanted to beat the Clippers. That we know, right? Just mental edges, all of those things, and just, well, they hate them. So get that one in. That was the marquee welcome back basketball moment. And then just finish the job, be the number one seed, and now you can play with lineups, combinations, and try to figure out exactly where you're at, right? And that's what they have for the rest of this reboot, restart period. But doesn't mean that there aren't still going to be a question or two as to how they can work with, because LeBron eventually has to sit down for a few minutes, yes, once we get into the playoffs and meaningful minutes to where they don't suddenly lose ground when he's off the court. I think that's the concern, right, as the ball's going through his hands on every possession for the 6 minutes, 8 minutes that he's out. Had they built enough and established enough lead? Do you have the true number three, Dwight Howard, with a nice game tonight to come through, and Caldwell Pope got into double figures? So a little more well-rounded than we've seen. And we keep asking it. I think we might be the only ones wondering when the Clippers will actually want to play basketball fully. Right? Hey, are you guys all going to be ready to play when the playoffs come? Because on paper, they should be able to handle the Lakers, one would think. But we'll see, because it'll be prime time by time those two meet up. And, well, we know the Clippers historically. Is this a different team? Is Kawhi Leonard, you know, the difference maker to settle things down, he and Paul George? And will Paul George forego past disappearing acts in playoffs? So, yeah, lots of questions going through, but certainly not sky is falling. Good for radio, good for TV, but the reality is cruising right along. Navigate the course, plan the work, and we'll see you on Fight Island for the conference finals.
It would be shocking to get to this point in the season and not see a Lakers-Clippers Western Conference final, because that's what we've been waiting for since the beginning of the season. And now clearly the Rockets are a team that could mess around with that.
Sure.
And, you know, this week we got to talk about some of our teams outside of the favorites who can surprise and maybe win the NBA title. But clearly the Rockets are one of those teams, you know, and it's nice, because how often have I said, hey, this may be the only year the Rockets small ball style could win a championship, right? Haven't I said that the past few weeks?
Among the leaders. Celebrated the lean and mean James Harden small ball effect.
It was interesting to say that, and to say it over the past few weeks, to say that the Rockets, the way they play, this small ball style, being able to guard the perimeter, put five guys on the perimeter, open things up for Harden and for Russell Westbrook. Could you do it over 82 games? No, you probably couldn't, because teams would figure it out and they would be able to expose the shortcomings of not having a tall team on the court. But could it work in a shortened season, which teams only get to see it for a very short period of time and can't adjust, and this is the year to do it, where you had a little bit of it before COVID-19 and you get a little bit of it now into the playoffs? I could see the Rockets being a surprise team and wrecking havoc on it. And wouldn't you know it, I go to a big blog today and I see the big headline for one of the big blogs: this may be the only year the Rockets can win the title. I'm like, really? Are you kidding me? Seriously, that's it's like it's word for word what I said.
We did that weeks ago.
I get that. I get that there's certain things where, well, it's the same thing. But, you know, there's a difference between saying, oh, I think the Patriots are going to be terrible without Tom Brady, and then when you're saying word for word about a team, why you think this can happen, then see it broken down that way on a big blog. I'm like, okay, that's great. That's nice. Listen,
we do always appreciate
free. That's great.
Yeah, we always appreciate folks listening.
Yeah.
We know we have a great demo when it comes to production, and I'll leave it at that. Mm-hmm. And we roll from there.
There we go. So Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. I just understand the Lakers, their needs are not nearly as dire as people think they are, because that's really not where it's at.
No, as long as the two big guys stay healthy, they're going to be in it. That's it.
AutoZone has more ways for you to get what you need when you need it. With their free same-day pickup, you can place your order online and grab what you need today at more than 5,700 AutoZone locations, in-store or curbside. If you have a job that can wait until tomorrow, AutoZone offers free next-day delivery on orders over $35. Just order by 10 p.m. At AutoZone, free next-day delivery is available on over 100,000 parts. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Speaking of dumpster fire candles, Mets, we have a big baseball story coming up next where you will, as long as you don't root for one particular team, you will feel a lot better listening to this radio show. I promise you. It's coming up next, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the Geico Studios, where the Lakers are now the number one seed in the Western Conference after beating the Jazz earlier tonight, 116-108, 42 for Anthony Davis, a big night for him, but...
Kyle Kuzma already on Twitter, just...
Oh, boy.
Really fast. Real fans remember...
What's he saying?
Real Laker fans remember the losing seasons. Here you go. Number one.
Really?
With a lock, and I can't really make out the other little... Oh, it's like an angry guy blowing smoke out of his nose kind of emoji. I haven't seen that one before.
Okay.
Kind of looks ticked off, but that and a lock. So
wait,
there
it's
you
an
go.
Emoji of an angry guy blowing smoke out of his nose?
Yeah, that's what it
like
looks
a cigarette,
like to me.
Like cigarette smoke?
It says face with look of triumph.
Oh,
but it's
oh,
so,
so
small,
it's like,
I can't quite make it out what the actual image is.
Yeah, they need emojis for people over 25. They need that. Wait, let me see a bigger emoji. Can I get a bigger emoji so
yeah,
I can
yeah, but
see
is
it?
That the look of triumph? I don't know. Do is I need it, to increase my font? Am I getting old? I got my glasses on.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. We need bigger. Look, you and I are in our 40s. We need bigger fonts. I need bigger
yeah,
fonts.
Yeah, it's
on
called
my
guy with look of triumph. I saw what okay. I saw. It right. is a guy blowing okay. smoke out his nose.
Okay.
What a dumb emoji.
Like what? Like he's a bull? Like
yeah.
A bull is not, like he's
but
really.
But it's still the round head with the furrowed brow and then smoke going out of his nose. Stupid as hell.
All right. Well, you know, hey, not every emoji is going to be a winner.
Now they go back to the drawing board.
You know, it's like sometimes you just look. They come up with all kinds of new flavors for soda. Some of them are going to be good. Sometimes we're going, ooh, watermelon, lime, cranberry. Yeah, no, not so much. Thank you. I'm not going to have that. They won't be having none of that. Thank you.
Well, you take your shot with it.
Be moving on.
And you know what? If it doesn't quite work that way, you add a little bit of booze and away you go.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Congratulations to Jacob deGrom getting his first win of the season for the Mets. With that first win, he has now clinched his third straight Cy Young Award win. So congratulations there. He needed to make sure he got a win. He's got one. Now he can win the Cy Young again. The Mets finally beat the Braves.
Okay, let me stop you right there. The Mets suck.
Yeah, no, I know this. They get their first win over the Braves since the first game of the season, and now they stem the tide at least for 5 minutes on the absolute tire fire they have been the past 24 hours. Let me just say that I often tell you that be lucky you're not a Mets fan. And there's a big reason why, because you know, every time I go, oh, my God, being a Mets fan is so tough, I get people on Twitter that go, try being a Padres fan, try being a this fan, try being a this fan. And I get it. I understand all of it. But when you go back to just the last 24 hours where Yoenis Cespedes is missing from the team, the team puts out a statement saying we can't find him. Nobody knows at this point if he's alive, if he's dead, where he is, what's happened. We've seen players not show up at games before, and it's been tragic. We don't know what's going on. Then we find out, middle of the day, oh, Cespedes has opted out of the season because of concerns for COVID-19. All right. It's a weird way to do it. Just not show up at the ballpark and have your agent call the Mets and say, hey, Yoenis isn't playing. It's a little bit odder to then see later on in the day that we find out the real reason why Cespedes opted out is because he was worried about losing playing time and not being able to achieve incentives that were going to get him paid. So when that happened and he was left out of the lineup for the second time all season, just the second time, he decided to split. That's embarrassing. In fact, the Mets couldn't wait 2 hours to put out a statement on Cespedes when they would have gotten all good publicity. But instead, no, we got to put out a statement on him embarrassing him when nobody knows what his health or well-being is. Only the Mets could find a way to turn that into negative publicity. And you find out that Brody Van Wagenen really doesn't know what it means to be the general manager of a Major League Baseball team. Only the Mets could have 24 hours like that, where you have a story that involves a disgruntled player who nobody is going to shed a tear for on his way out the door, who uses COVID-19 as an excuse to not play, which let's just tell you what that's all about, what kind of person you have to be to say, I don't want to play and I'm going to use COVID-19 as the excuse. It's a very special team that can find a way to not even have people have sympathy for them because you butcher the way that message goes out. All the Mets had to do was wait. Right, there wasn't people banging on the door to figure out where Cespedes was. There's no media that's allowed with the Mets. They could have put out a statement after the game and figured it out. But no. We're going to put out a statement that basically says we have no way of getting in contact with Cespedes. We don't know what's up with the guy. And because nobody knows anything, boy, the Mets seem pretty callous out here. They're embarrassing a guy and no one knows if he's even healthy or not. The Mets knew what was going on, but they couldn't wait 2 hours to put that message out there. Right, this is why being a Mets fan is you're like pushing the rock up the hill and then it falls back in it. Put rock up the hill. Who is that? Sisyphus, right?
Sisyphus,
pushing the rock up the
hill.
Put it ahead and push it back down. Put the rock up and push it back down. That's kind of what it is. And the cherry on top of this Sunday came early today when Brandon Nimmo of the Mets was asked about the Cespedes situation, and he says, "We knew before the game that he'd opted out, wasn't playing. I don't know what this is all about, but you know, it's not my concern." Great. So now take everything into totality. Cespedes tells the Mets he's opting out. The Mets know he's opting out, but they decide to just put out a statement saying they can't find him. Then, when Cespedes is found and all the bad publicity should go to Cespedes, it winds up going to the Mets as well. And this is impossible to pull this off, but yet the Mets find a way, right? This is just one of three or four things like this that happens every single season for the Mets. Every single season happens this way. You get three or four, oh boy, this is so embarrassing. There are teams in sports that lose all the time, right? And That sucks, but if you're a team that's not good, you're not good, and usually teams that lose like that, they do it very anonymously. Not the Mets. No, 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 no. The Mets are a team that lose when they give you hope every single year. That's the worst thing, is that you have hope and you lose really embarrassing ways. The Chargers are a lot like that. The Jets are a lot like that, quite honestly. But in the NFL, I look at the Chargers and go, my goodness, all the ways the Chargers every year, they give you hope, they're going to be good, and they have devastating losses. It's happened for the Chargers their entire existence. San Diego, Los Angeles, it's tough. But that's just one part of it. Because the Mets do that. The Mets give you hope, and sure they find do. A way to disappoint.
Because right? it looks that. Good on paper every spring.
Exactly. Hey, hope springs
There's
eternal,
a couple
right?
of hitters. Yeah, we got a leading hitter here. We got a couple of sluggers.
Sure.
We got the polar bear. We got a great starting rotation.
Things look great.
It used to be Matt Harvey Day.
Mm-hmm. Now it's DeGrom Day. And that's even better. It's been better than Matt Harvey Day ever was, quite honestly.
You leave Batman alone.
So you have teams that lose. They usually...
The Oasis.
Batman.
It was the Dark Knight.
Yes, it was. The Dark Knight has not risen.
Did you say Batman again?
No. I said Dark Knight. That's
The Oasis.
Batman.
But this is where I'm getting at, this kind of Bermuda Triangle of things that the Mets do that no other team does. Right? Because most teams lose in anonymity, don't have hope, but yet the Mets are one of those few franchises that give you hope every year, but they don't win. Okay. Usually if you're a team like that and you have devastating losses, it's limited to the field. No. The Mets find a way to be one of the biggest dumpster and tire fires in sports every year by having embarrassing story after embarrassing story, and you go, man, only the Mets could have something like this happen to them. Right. And this is where you usually talk about teams like the Browns or the Lions that really can't find their way right off the field. But these are also teams that never really have hope any year. So the Browns and Lions usually just stink for the most part. And that's kind of their existence. They'll do and the Raiders. They do embarrassing things off the field, but that's kind of where it is. It's limited. None of these teams come into every year thinking, boy, we're going to be great. They stink for the most part, but they're embarrassing off the field. The Mets are the only team that has all three of those things. They disappoint you, yet they disappoint you with hope, and they give you embarrassing stories that you can say only this team. They do all three of those things. No other team in sports does. Not even the Jets do all. Well, the Jets kind of do those things too, but not nearly as many embarrassing stories as the Mets. But nobody does it quite like that. Nobody with all three of those things.
No, they do fail spectacularly.
That is, it's anything worth doing is worth doing right. But the reverse, and you're talking about doing it completely bad. That's how tough it is being a Mets fan. And be glad you're not a Met. And if you're a kid listening to the show right now, let me tell you, root for another team. All right, I'm telling you, root for another team. You'll have a happier sports life. You won't want to throw your gear out every 5 minutes and burn it like I want to do. Root for the Yankees. Root for the Padres. Padres are up and coming. They got good young players. And if they stink, they're supposed to stink. It doesn't matter. Don't root for the Mets. Don't do it. Don't make my mistake.
Now's the time. You're going to have a new owner? A new way of doing business?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up.
You can challenge for the back page of the fish wraps with maybe a positive story or two.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all right.
Maybe.
But I'm glad you brought up the ownership thing. Because let me say this. To anybody who's going to buy the Mets, whether it is Steve Cohen, A-Rod and J-Lo, James Dolan, whoever's going to wind up buying the Mets, you can get rid of everybody except for the following four people. DeGrom, Mats, McNeil, and Alonso. Everybody else you can. You know why? Because no one can hit in the clutch. Nobody else can hit the clutch. So I'm okay with saying goodbye to Rosario. And get rid of everybody. It's got to be a cleaning from the top down. I don't even need to mention you need a new GM. Because Brody Van Wagenen, and that's the thing, is that he has shown he's not up for the job. Forget about making the worst trade in baseball in the past 20 years, which is what this Cano trade is going to turn out to be. He really didn't know how to take the Cespedes story, which is going to be, okay, Cespedes is nuts, and his behavior, I can't say I'm surprised. If you said to me, what player would leave his team in the middle of the season and falsely cite COVID-19, I would say Cespedes. There's your guy. So that doesn't surprise me. But the fact the Mets couldn't even be looked at as a team that, boy, you feel bad for them or they did the right thing or they're better off without him. No, 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 because they find a way to butcher it, to make it look like we were embarrassing the guy when we didn't know if he was dead or alive.
I mean, no, that's the hard part of this.
This is Brody Van Wagenen not up for the job, not knowing what it means to be a GM in Major League Baseball. And the fact the Mets could have just wait 2 hours. No one's wondering where Cespedes is. Nobody is. You're playing a game. Nobody knows if he's in the – if he's not in the lineup, doesn't matter. You got 30 guys on the team. So Cespedes is there. No, what are you going to have? One of the broadcasters going to say, boy, I haven't seen Cespedes in the dugout today. Oh, who knows where he is? And you get the story after the game. When it's all come out and you know, oh, Cespedes left the team, his agent called and informed them he was opting out because he wasn't in the lineup on Sunday. Okay, guess what? You get all the good publicity there. And that, hey, you know what? Boy, the Mets, they're better off without him, boy. But instead, no, you butcher it such a horrible way. This is why you can steam clean top to bottom. Just keep those four guys. That's
steam
all. Everybody
clean.
Else can go. Everybody else can go.
All those players plus Mr. and Mrs. Met, remember.
Oh,
gotta
I'm sorry,
keep
yes.
the mascots.
Keep Mr. and Mrs. Met. Yes, those are the ones you have to
Well,
keep.
I mean, they're good brand identity. There's no question about that. Look, when we talk about the management of this, I push the note from the press release to you guys as soon as I saw it. And part of me is like, well, you hope he's okay. The other is, why are we putting this out until we know something? Just the attempt to win PR over it, you look dopey even in that moment of what's this? Like you can't run your franchise, you have no knowledge of your players' whereabouts. And if Nimmo's story is right, then the locker room knew. You didn't try to vet the guys he hangs out with, whomever those guys might have been, where this might have leaked and he might have already said his goodbyes. Right? I mean, that's it. It's about being a professional and closing the loop. And at least until you have some information, don't put out that there's this big gap, which 5 minutes later was, we're told the Mets don't fear for his safety. I'm like, all right, so now it's just a bad look at a bad organization. Right? Because as soon as that came out, that it wasn't a personal health, because for about 5-10 minutes that was the concern. Okay, what happened to Cespedes? We're hoping he's okay, because as you mentioned earlier in the show and in conversations we've had off air, we've had a number of these in Major League Baseball, and so your mind goes to the worst places. Instead, it was just we're going to try to get ahead of PR and make him look bad, but in the end you made yourself look like a clown show once again. So until there's new ownership and a new way of doing things, you know, the fact that you're in New York and the Yankees are playing well, all you keep doing is shooting yourself in the foot.
You know, I watched one of those videos on Facebook the other day. And I don't know what it is, but sometimes videos, you know, one of those suggested for you videos that somebody else liked. You know, you go through your feed and you see those.
Sure.
And it was, watch this valet team clean this smoker's car. And okay. I was like, oh, okay. And it was this car, and there's cigarette butts everywhere, and the clutch is all filled with cigarette ashes. Everyone going, oh, my God, this car is an absolute mess. It looks like something that was left over that was in a junkyard from, like, the 1990s, whatever it was. And then I watch, you know, they do it in kind of fast motion, and I'm watching this, and I go, oh, my, this is hypnotic. I'm watching them just clean and take out all the ash, and they use this big, some kind of – I don't know what it was, some kind of blower that like you use for your computer where you blow the dust out, where they were blowing all the ash out and they were vacuuming it up right away, and you would see all, like when they do the lines, when they vacuum something and you see the line, it becomes, oh, it's so clean. And then you see the before and after picture, and here's this car that's full of smoke and cigarette butts and ash, and then the next, it's done and it just looks like a brand new car. That's what the Mets owner needs to do. They need the baseball equivalent.
They need
of
detailing.
Baseball equivalent of that valet detailing, and apply that to the Mets.
Well, you know who knows how to do those things.
I don't know.
Friend of the show, Charles Oakley. They do that at his high priced, you know, car wash. That's one of the presidential kind of detailings you can get done. It was really pricey. He asked him about that, and he talked about all the processes, just like you described there. So maybe he comes in like Winston Wolfe, and he's the cleaner.
Okay. All right, am I to assume that if Bonnie shows up, things will get bad very quickly? Yes, Mr. Wolf. All right, then we have an hour and a half, which should be plenty enough time if you listen.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the Geico Studios. And we'll get back into the night that was in the NBA coming up in a few minutes. We got big stuff on Zion, big stuff on the Lakers. But when I saw this video today, I said, there's no way this is real. I'm like, why is Katie Ledecky trending? You know, one of the best swimmers the United States has ever had. You know, she won, I think, what, 4 gold medals in 2016. She's favored to win 5 or 6 if we have the Summer Olympics next year. Puts out a video of herself swimming laps, working out.
And kind of a big deal, sure.
It's, you know, nice, okay, she's working out. And because swimming, you can work out by yourself. And she puts out a video that went viral today of herself swimming laps with a glass of chocolate milk balanced on her head. It's a regular glass, like a regular glass of chocolate milk. She, you know, it was filled up about 3/4 of the way. She took a sip of it. She went to swim, put it on her head. It wasn't put in place by anything. It wasn't resting up against anything. And I'm watching this going, oh, this is not real. There's no way this is real. And she swims from one side of the pool to the other. She's using a breathing apparatus because she can't move her head, obviously. But she swims from one end of the pool to the other, and the glass of chocolate milk stays on her head the entire time. This is an Olympic-length swimming pool, so it's not like she's in some backyard pool and did two strokes. Oh, look, I did it. No, no, no. She swims all the way, keeps her head still. The glass of milk doesn't even move. There's not even any time where I thought the glass was going to wind up getting knocked off. She just put it on her swim cap and then swam across and then took it off and took a sip at the end. That was incredible. I watched that like three times going, all right, there's got to be something with this. There's no way, as good as you are, how can you swim from one end of the pool to the other and keep your head still that long and be that disciplined that you don't spill a drop of chocolate milk?
Well, it's greatness. And as we celebrate chocolate milk in our house, so my daughters were very impressed and very happy that no chocolate milk was lost to the pool, thereby contaminating the water, by the way. I mean, oh, what happens?
True. Yeah, they would have had to clean out the pool. Oh, you got to take a five-minute break, everybody. Anytime something brown gets spilled in a pool, we got to get out of the pool for a little bit and clean it out.
Well, we celebrated the anniversary of Caddyshack a week ago, so it's only appropriate we mention it here. But yeah, it was an impressive feat. I don't know that anything has crossed my timeline more frequently than that video in recent memory.
It was everywhere today. It was everywhere. Yeah, no, oh my goodness. It's a glass of chocolate milk, too. Part of me was like, can we monetize this? Is there a way that I can go to some kind of, I don't know, some kind of resort and have someone bring me a drink that way? And like, oh boy, the tip I would give for that, here, take all my money. Here you go.
Really be worth it, though? You've now seen it on video.
No, but it happens.
It's done.
But it happens in person.
If it was something unique to that resort that you'd never seen before, Ledecky ruined it. It's done.
Now she ruined it. She did something that was so amazing that I don't know that gold medals can match up to it. You were like, oh, now you ruined it. Now I've seen it. Now it doesn't matter.
Well, I've already seen it. Now if you tried to monetize that and market that at a pool, I'd say I've already seen it.
I don't care anymore. But isn't it amazing? Yeah, but I've seen it. Give me something else now. Give me something else.
Yeah, that was on TikTok and on YouTube yesterday.
Maybe or maybe not for TikTok. We don't know.
Not for long.
TikTok is up in the air right now. It could stay. It could go. I mean, who knows?
I never used it anyway, so I'm okay with it.
So is it because
it may be showing my age. I was allowed, according to my daughters, to be on it, but not to post
on TikTok.
Yeah, there was going to be no family dance video. Let's put it that way.
No, because I think you give up all your information, right?
That's the whole thing. Yes.
Yeah, that's why. TikTok
Why those have been deleted across the phones of the Harmons.
Right now, people are on TikTok going, let me try to find that video of Harmon on TikTok. Is he wearing purple shorts? Is he wearing pants at all? Let me find it.
Might not have been any pants. You don't know.
Twitter at How About a Fresca? Mike at Swollen Dome. The big secret to Zion next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.